Let's get to my guest, Kaylee McEnany, right now from the RNC. Kaylee, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm just almost embarrassed by the multitude of winning that we've got going on these days.
That's a great way to say it. We are certainly winning on every single front. That great announcement last week of 4.1% GDP. Also the AP reporting that wages are going up at the fastest pace they have in 10 years. You know, historically low unemployment. I mean, it's just a great time to be out in the American economy. It's a great time to be innovative. You mentioned the new Space Force. It's an exciting new endeavor under the Trump administration. And then also winning on the world stage. I mean, with Iran really pushing them to the brink and hopefully getting them to the table. And with North Korea, I mean, there's so much good that it's hard to find one area to focus on.
Well, I understand what the left will do. I understand what Claire McCaskill will do here in Missouri, trying to gin up her base. But primarily their message for November, it strikes me, is going to be, we need to stop Trump. This is a vote to stop Trump. We need to turn over the Congress to stop Trump. In the meanwhile, the Republican candidates can go out and show results. And I have a hard time believing that that's not going to, if not win the day, at least level the playing field in November.
I think that's exactly right. You know, it's going to be a very clear positive versus negative contrast. And what I mean by that is we have a positive agenda to share. You know, all of the things that I mentioned and you were mentioning, those are things that are going to be touted out on the campaign trail. And for our Democratic peers, they have resist to tout. They have socialism to tout. They have Maxine Waters violence to tout. A message of really negativity, obstruction, and resistance. And at a time when so many Americans are looking around and saying, hey, there's never been a better time to start a business for me. There's never been a better time to afford college for my family. There's never been a better time to go out into the job force. At a time like that, there's going to be a very clear positive versus negative contrast.
I pointed out this morning that the media in this country never fails to find any excuse to somehow jump on one of the president's policies that they disagree with. Immigration is near the top of that list. Yesterday, we had the wonderful news of celebrating the fact that Melania Trump, the first lady's parents, became naturalized U.S. citizens. So what angle does the media take? Well, her parents became U.S. citizens, says NPR, thanks to chain migration, which their son-in-law is completely opposed to, which is not the case at all. They got no special favor at all. And as I understand the policy as put out by the White House, they want to end chain migration beyond the nuclear family, which wouldn't include the parents anyway,
Right. That's exactly right. It would stop it from going beyond that immediate family network to outer cousins and siblings and stretching out to this network where you let in one individual and this entire network of individuals who we know really nothing about comes with them. So, you know, it's stopping, as you said, the outer echelons of that. But nevertheless, leave it to the mainstream media to always contort and to get the story wrong.
Well, and they did in this case. I mean, not that it's a surprise, but it's just a matter of people. You know, the president did say on a number of occasions, we need to end chain migration. And he didn't explain very well exactly what the policy was, but all you have to do is go to the White House website. You can see what they were talking about. It's just a shame. We see it every day. We're going to see it on the Space Force. We're going to see it on this fight over Judge Kavanaugh. Kaylee, have you spoken to anybody up there in Washington about whether or not they are going to get this to a vote before November?
Yes, I mean, the thought is that this will definitely get done. The goal is for October, actually.
Good.
I do think that we'll have enough votes with Republicans alone, so we won't have to depend on the Chuck Schumer lapdogs to come over. The Manchins, the McCaskills, the Heidi Heitkamps, the folks who act as if they support some of the Trump agenda, but then they never show up when it's important. So luckily, we won't have to depend on the lapdogs. We'll be able to pull this one out on our own.
Yeah, it's a great point. Listen, Kaylee, thank you so much, as usual, at Kaylee McEnany on Twitter. And you've got a new book out, The New American Revolution, The Making of a Populist Movement. People can find that on Amazon. Thank you.